Oh, was I supposed to, oh, that was really loud. Was I supposed to do the, I was supposed to say, I thought you were going to start, it's your show.
No, I was going to let you do it.
I think it'll flow, clearly, okay. Clearly it'll flow better if you start. Take two?
Take two. Blah, 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 blah.
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
And the blueberries taste like schnozberries.
Okay, I'm ready.
Thank you for listening to Excelsior with John Ray Mutt.
Can I say my name?
Yeah. Excelsior, who do I have with me today?
It's me. John Ray Mutt. So if you're curious and want to see the illustrations I've been talking about, there's two places you can go on the Instagram only.
On the gram.
Gram. Grammy Gram.
Gram cracker.
Grandma's world famous banana bread. First, my illustrations are on a page. The handle is J.R. Mutt with period, so J. period R. period Mutt, M-U-T-T. And the greeting card company is at Piddle Puddle CC. And that is spelled P-I-D-D-L-E, P-U-D-D-L-E, C-C, Piddle Puddle Card Company.
Piddle Puddle.
Wurp, wurp.
Pop up.
Can you add some raindrop, rainforest sound effects?
Yeah, I suppose I could.
When it's lightning and thunder, and then. Piddle Puddle Card Company, coming soon to Etsy. Maybe other places yet unknown. Nailed it. Captured. Powering down. Can we start with something?
Sure.
Can we just take a moment and come into the room?
Mm-hmm, let's do that.
Take a breath. And then I always like to, in situations of that I feel it's more important to be conscious of intentionality, I just like to name my intentions for the activity. That was your phone. No?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
We're here.
And just kind of set intentions for what we want this to be.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. I would love it if this was fun, if this was inspiring.
Yeah.
If this was thought-provoking and supportive for us and whoever is wise enough to listen to it.
That sounds wonderful.
Do you have any intentions?
My intentions are to hopefully bring up some things that would inspire other people and share some knowledge that you have with others. And have some fun. Maybe share some stories.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you think people will listen to that?
I think they will.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Here we are.
With Stanley. Stanley is Minnie.
Minnie Stan. Ministan?
Ministan.
Ministan?
Because that's the only one that you have here. Ministan.
I have a Honda Element that I've named Stanley, and I bring a little Hot Wheels mini version of it with me when I travel and I don't have my car. So we're talking about a little Matchbox Honda Element sitting next to us right now.
Yeah.
Ministan.
And if you get the...
I like it.
Ministan.
We're already having fun. This is great.
I know. If you have ever had the privilege to be in the actual Stanley, then you'll know how magical it is.
I'll send you some photos, and if you want to cut in some pics of stuff.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Okay.
I'll put that on my Patreon.
Cool.
I'll put a bunch of Stanley photos because it is great. And
groovy.
It is a wonderful travel vehicle.
He just got all of his upgrades right before I flew here, so.
Whoa, tell me about those upgrades.
Oh, more patches, more stickers. Oh. I took him to the professional cleaners.
Yes.
Had the seats, like, power wash vacuumed out because there was, you know, 6 years of butt sweat and dirt.
Mm-hmm. So the thing about you.
See?
The thing about you is that. Hold on, I have to clear my throat. Sorry.
Let her clear her throat.
The thing about you is that everything that you surround yourself with, you treat like gold. Like your home, your pets, your vehicle can't just be a vehicle. It's like this, it's like a piece of art. Everything is like magical. There's not like one thing that you've done that's half-assed.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I didn't know. Yeah, thank you. I recently learned about something that really put it into a quantifiable perspective for me, and I've chased it for a long time, but it's a Tibetan term of, it's called drala.
Mm-hmm.
And drala can translate into really anything, but I'm a nature guy, so I like hiking and camping and exploring. So let's say you're on a hike, and I'm sure everyone has felt this, even if they didn't really notice it in the moment, but along the hike there are spots that you're like, oh, this spot feels good. Can I say the F word?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. So you hit a spot and you're like, oh, I fucking love this spot. This is such a good spot. That's drala.
Oh.
That space of feeling even more connected or more magic.
Yes.
And so on a hike you can encounter it, but you can add drala to your life through your vehicle or through things in your vehicle or adding a tree to your backyard.
Aww.
Right? So whether it was chasing or pursuing or just being drawn to it, drala has kept me going. And so now that I'm aware of it, like once I had a talk with a psychologist I've been working with, and he brought this idea to my attention, and after the talk I was so inspired I went to the nursery by my house and I bought a Japanese maple, brought it home, put it in the backyard, and named it drala. So
oh,
I have a constant
gosh.
Reminder of it. But it, that tree, I used to arborist on the side and I love trees and nature and all of that, but
yeah.
I would prune these majestic Japanese maples in these people's yards in Portland. There's some really extravagant yards, and so
cool.
I was shown how to properly, what's the word I'm looking for? Like prune, not prune, but you know, clean up a Japanese maple. And I was like, oh, these trees are so magical,
cool.
And I didn't know that's the drala. Like,
yeah.
But so I was like, oh, how do I was working on my yard anyways.
Yeah.
And there was this one empty spot, and I was like, there needs to be a tree there. And then after the conversation with Roger, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go buy a Japanese maple brought it home and I was like, it's Drawla. Like, and I kept it in the pot. I didn't put it in the ground. I'm like, this one's coming with me. It's the first tree I ever bought.
Oh my gosh, but, I love that.
Yeah, but so Drawla can be your food. People, we can be Drawla.
Really?
Why not?
Yeah.
Right? You can accentuate a backyard or you can ruin it.
Yeah.
We have the choice.
When you ruin it, it feels icky. Anti-Drawla.
Yeah.
What's the opposite?
Oof. Everything is what you make of it.
Okay.
I mean, some of the harder, more challenging, more traumatic experiences of my life at the time were so heartbreakingly terrible. And now I'm grateful for them because it's shown me how to live a life where I can seek Drawla more.
Whoa, yeah, because you need that. You need those hard times. But if you just, it's what you do with them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The associations of this man aside, but one of my favorite quotes, Churchill, is success is moving from failure to failure without a loss of enthusiasm. And so failure's just part of it. But you only fail if you stop.
I like that.
And just learn. Yeah. That's all we're doing is learning.
Yeah.
So to say it was good or bad. I have friends that are always like, they'll be like, how was your day? Was it good? And I was like, define good. Yeah. Maybe it was good today. Ask me in 5 days.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's all subjective.
Yeah.
So, everything just is.
Yeah.
We put the associations and the value on it.
We should start asking different questions. Instead of, are you having a good day? Like, what made you happy today?
Yeah.
Or like...
I agree. I try not to shit on people.
Yeah, we shouldn't should. Yeah, should's yeah. a... Should's a...
I don't want to shit on anyone ever.
No.
But I do... It is a question that I don't think it's asked enough. People are like, how are you or how was your day? But I'm like, are you happy?
Yeah.
Some people, it's a little confrontational, but...
What if they say no? Is that where you do the awkward Minnesota thing? Where you're like, well, that sucks. Bye.
I'm not an awkward Minnesotan.
I know.
It's... I could go 10,000 ways with that. I know. Can I do a thing?
Yeah, let's do a thing.
Can you... grab a piece of paper and a pen?
Yeah, hold on.
Well, anybody listening, take a moment and grab any piece of paper. It can be your electric bill or whatever. But a piece of paper and a pen. We're going to do something fun, and that'll help format, help us quantify what leads me to my artistic process.
Yeah. All right, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It can just be, let's just do a dot.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question about a list of things. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to write down things. You just put a dot for each one. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just an exercise.
Okay.
But so I'd like, excuse me. I would like you to make a dot for every person in your life that you truly love and maybe is no. So no one else will see this list or read it, but the people that it's a fuck yes, they get a dot.
Mm-hmm.
And make a dot for those people on that paper right now.
Okay.
And I'll give you a couple of seconds to do that.
Okay.
It can be helpful to just try to tap into your heart and just let your heart say the names, not overthink it. But when you feel like it's close, that's all we're after. It doesn't have to be perfect. So when you think it's close, let me know. feel good about it?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you for doing this with me.
Yeah.
May I ask you a question about your list?
Yeah.
Are you on that list?
Yes.
Wonderful. The first time I did this, I did not put myself on the list. And that gave me a great pause.
I don't think a lot of people would.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah.
Well, I believe everyone should be the first dot on their piece of paper. And so I do my best to operate from that place. And in a healthy and loving way, not through ego or I'm better. It's not about that, but keeping myself as that first dot really is what allows me to get through this thing called life, which is a motherfucker.
Yes, it is.
And find space for creativity and drawla.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, we're here to talk about art, and it starts there. And everyone in my life that I call family, mm-hmm. chosen or otherwise, chosen probably even more so, mm-hmm. they're all the first dot on their list too.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful fucking thing.
Yeah.
And that's, we talk about all these ways to make a difference in our community, and I think it starts by loving ourselves.
Yeah.
And then hoping or supporting people, putting a dot on the list for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
That takes color, mm-hmm. political beliefs off the, you know, everyone's opinions are different, and that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it is beautiful, too.
But when it feels like someone doesn't think you should be able to put your own dot on your own list, that's hard.
Yeah.
So regardless of if you like the color orange or not, you can still put a dot on your list for you, and I support that, and I wouldn't be human if I didn't,
yeah.
a real human if I didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
So anyways, as we move through this, I'm doing my best to keep the first dot on my list being me.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone else can start to integrate that practice for themselves, because we all deserve it.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't be there for others fully.
No, I mean, yeah, how can you authentically show up mm-hmm. for those you care about if you don't actually have the capacity?
Right.
And as you kindly shared about me, I'd like to give it my all, but that requires a lot of no. Mm-hmm. I need to rest. I need to sleep or read or walk. Mm-hmm. But it's from that place of peace that we can tap into our strengths, artistically or otherwise.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think a lot of people forget that.
Oh,
they go, and they just, I'm guilty of that. You've taught me to sleep.
Hold on, thank you. I've done a lot of, I ran a creative business for a number of years, mm-hmm. and I was chasing the uncatchable carrot of accomplishment and fame and status and money.
Yeah.
And it did not lead me to a good place.
Sure.
And so I've spent the last few years really leaning into my mental health, mm-hmm. For the purpose of myself and my friends. I wanted to be a better friend, and the only way to do that was to be a healthier version of myself.
Yeah.
But so I was fortunate enough to work with, his name is Daniel Mate. His father is very well known, so some of your listeners may know of him. But he does, calls it mental chiropractic, so he does 30, 60, 90 minute consultations, one at a time. He's not a regular therapist, but you work through one situation that you want to work on, and he helps you set an intention for it, and it's beautiful. So if you're struggling with something, look him up. He's over the phone, but you go for a walk, he'll walk wherever he is, and you walk as well.
Oh, wow.
And the talk happens while you're walking in somewhere that's important to you. But anyway, he's very intelligent. He costs a bit of money.
Yeah.
But is worth it. But so he's like, I'm not going to let you, if you start to tangent or start a monologue, I'm going to stop it. Like, we're after something, and I'm not going to let you, whatever. So I was sharing an experience of some kind, and I said, Daniel, I know I'm as guilty as the next about this. And he goes, stop. And he's like, who's going to arrest you? I was like, what? He's like, you said you were guilty. Who's going to arrest you? And I said, no one. He's like, you're fucking right. Language fucking matters. Yeah. Moving on.
Wow.
But that really struck a chord of, you know, language does matter. So you say you're guilty of something, you're just adding more weight to yourself that isn't helpful or healthful.
Yeah.
You know? So I hear what you say, and I don't mean to call you out, but when I hear somebody say I'm guilty of that, it just, like, you know, transports me back to there and how important language is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or anything that we say, you know, we, a lot of self-talk too. We say things we're harder on ourselves and maybe noticing what we're doing.
Yeah. My housemate and I go back and forth often of be kind to your thoughts.
Yeah.
Be kind to your thoughts. Your thoughts are not you. But man, being this place is hard enough without adding unnecessary weight.
Yeah.
By you, for yous.
Yeah. Because you could be.
Yeah.
You're kind of the gatekeeper of your own happiness at points.
We are all completely unsupervised adults. And it's on us.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna choose to be kind to myself because I deserve it, and it helps me be a better member of my community.
Yeah.
And it also has had a profound effect on my art.
Yeah.
That clarity that starting with self-love and health.
Cool.
When I'm like, okay, there's the creativity.
Yeah.
When the universe says, hey, this.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. I hear you. I see it. I can do that.
Yeah, which the universe does do that a lot. Sometimes you have to just listen to that and not, like, kind of throw away the fact that you have control, like, all this control on what, like, you have control over yourself, but then there's, like, things that, like, just kind of take you, I think.
I mean, I find it most helpful and helpful to do my best to stay in a place of humility and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, but I can say that my best art is shown or given to me. I merely am a vessel. Right, I'm the 3D printer, right? The input, this, and it spits it out, and I can put my twist on it. But it's creativity, in my opinion, is it's its own entity, and it's who's tapped in enough to hear and see it, and then translate it to print it.
Wow, I feel like I kind of had this conversation with another podcast guest where. They kind of talked about having people are all connected, but it's those who actually do something with the information that they receive to create.
Right.
So.
Yeah. The talent of, in my opinion, in my experience, that everybody's talented. The true talent is being bold and brave enough to create and to lean into it, to tap into it.
Yeah.
You know, because creativity is, it can be anything. It can be food. It can be how you sweep a parking lot, the order in which you collect the carts at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Having been a former Sam's Club cart pusher. you know, like, you can apply your creativity to anything.
I agree.
So
I've also said this once before. I love that. Like, even a mundane job, the way you do it and the way you organize your life, and you can make anything into a creative process.
It's all art. And when you do it, in my experience, when I listen to my intuition and my heart and let it flow, it just flows right into Drawla, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I got a funny story, and I don't want to take too long, but it was what helped me quantify this as well. Was there's a story about, I think I heard it on a podcast or somewhere, I don't remember exactly, but they were talking about Tom Waits, who I hope most of you know.
If not,
listen. but there's a story where, I think it was I couldn't say that the details are perfectly accurate on this, but he was in the studio. He finally had a studio bought and paid for, so he was along his career somewhere, and so he's got the studio booked in LA, and he's in there, I don't even know, 3, 4, 5 days or something, and has recorded nothing. And the label is like, Tom, like, make something. And he's like, I don't have anything yet. And he goes home from the studio that night, and he's super frustrated. So he's sitting in traffic in his car in LA, and the album hits him. And he's at a total standstill. So he puts the car in park, opens the door, gets out of the car, and screams to the heavens, I've been in this fucking studio for 5 days and you show up now? He's like, if you were meant to be, you'll show up again tomorrow. Fuck you. And then got back in his car and closed the door, but went in back in the next morning and recorded the whole album that day, and it was done.
What?
But so he's, you know, it isn't Tom. Tom is a vessel. And he has his creativity. He has his talent. I'm not.
Right. We're not.
But he's tapped in.
Wow.
In the same manner of he's listening. It's not, oh, I'm making this. And so when he's in the studio, he's like, I haven't found it. It's not, you know, that's not,
wow.
That's creativity, that's art in my experiences. So I'll be, when I have my camera, you know, I'll shoot sometimes just because it's fun. Man, put your face in front of the viewfinder and the rest of the world falls away.
Yeah.
And there's a beauty to that. But a lot of the times I carry my camera and never take it out. But I'll be somewhere and the universe will just say, and I'm like, oh, you're fucking right. I need that body. I need that lens.
Yeah.
I need the polarizing filter or the gradated filter or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's like that.
Yeah.
And you know the tools you need to.
Yeah.
To capture that.
Yeah.
But I don't force it.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of, it flows.
Yeah.
It's most enjoyable when it flows.
Yeah. I agree.
So, yeah.
And I'm going to segue into your current artwork is your greeting cards that you're doing.
Well, the cards happen.
Yeah.
Can we backtrack just a little bit?
Sure.
You never even asked me my name. Who am I?
Who are
the hell
you?
Am I listening to?
Who
says everyone on the
Where
other end of this
we?
Podcast.
Well, I figure we'd do the intro and we'll cut it into it.
Okay, so I just ruined this whole thing.
No, you didn't ruin it.
Okay, good.
I'm sitting here.
There's me being mean to myself.
Stop being
I'm
mean.
I'm doing my best. I am human. I am not perfect.
I'm sitting here with John Ray Mutt.
Hello.
Hi. And he is a delight.
That's where my middle name comes from. I'm a fucking ray of sunshine. Exactly. Don't hold back.
And he is, you are visiting from Portland.
Yes. Grew up here.
Yeah.
Wilmer, East St. Paul, Lake Elmo, Danbury, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota, Vadnais Heights, and then off to Portland, where I've been for, what's the date today?
It's the 16th, 17th?
The 21st will be my 19th year anniversary of my move.
19?
Yeah. Wow. Moved when I was 21.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So, anyways.
That's crazy.
Time.
Time.
What a thing.
Not enough time.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta go buy some more clocks.
Yeah? Oh god. So yeah, you were talking about greeting cards.
Yeah.
Definitely. But backtracking slightly, keeping myself as the first dot on my list. My most supportive act, most supportive mental health act is illustrating, drawing, or, you know, painting. Maybe it's photography, but it's art for sure.
Yeah.
And so with the illustrations, when I was deep in therapy and struggling with depression, I just started drawing. I did it when I was a kid. I mean, I was, I don't know, 3, 4. My mother was worried at a very young age. She's like, this one will not be a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher. He is an artist.
Creative. You know,
yeah, because I was drawing three-dimensional cities on the walls at 4 years old.
Well, if you ever hang out with you, if anyone gets the opportunity to hang out with you, just you can see just being around you, you're very creative. You're always, you know, you see life in a different way, and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It helps make this place feel less hard.
Yeah.
And it even sometimes makes it feel restorative and inspiring.
Yeah.
But it isn't easy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I did illustrations in a sketchbook, and I had black and white tendencies in thought processes, and super high expectations of myself, which is quite common. But so I stopped illustrating when I graduated from college, because photography, I could push a button and get a result faster and have a better idea of it. But it was like, it's got to be good. There's not enough time. I need more money. I got to be efficient about this. So as I leaned into mental health, I was like, I want to draw, but I don't know what to draw on it. If it's not going to be good, I don't want to do it. One of my therapists was just like, don't show anyone. Draw it, rip it up, burn it. Not in the building, please. But, you know, and they were like, just try letting go of that. Do some radical acceptance, right? And so I got this sketchbook and I just started drawing in it, not caring. And the flow state, once I set the expectations down and just, you know, waited for the album to download.
Yeah.
Right, Tom Waits styles. And like, I have all these crayons or pencils or markers, and it's like, I didn't think about why each, I was like, I just imaginarily picked up a pen on the table. But I just said, that color, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't. What's important is just the peace and the flow state and that self-love, that place of, that safe place to restore and recharge myself.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, over the course of a couple of years, I ended up with a lot of really fucking wild illustrations.
Cool.
And eventually I started to show them to people, or put them on my Instagram. People were like, they started shooting all over me. It was loving. Their intention was loving. But they're like, oh, you should turn this into a puzzle. You should turn that into a shower curtain, which I will be doing, by the way.
Because if you do, I want one.
Okay. Etsy store is coming soon. Fingers crossed.
I want an orange and green and purple. Okay, continue.
But so they threw out a lot of really, you know, beautiful suggestions, and you know, it's the market telling you what they want, mm-hmm. which is can be really helpful.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of, before I'd be like, stop telling me what to do. And then I was like, no, they're expressing their interest.
They want it, yeah.
And so I was like, okay, yeah, they're telling me what to do, but they're really just saying, we love this, and if it was this,
we would buy it. Yeah.
And I'm not monetarily driven anymore.
Yeah.
What I need, the universe will provide.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be what I want,
yeah.
but I will get what I need.
Yeah.
But I was like, my grandmother, I've been very close with my grandmother for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And she writes letters that should be in the Smithsonian. Her penmanship is spectacular. I mean, it's gorgeous. I've kept every letter she ever mailed me since I moved from Portland.
So beautiful.
Or to Portland. It is. But so writing and mail.
Yeah.
So in my quest to keep my first dot on my list, me.
Yeah.
You go to, you know, childhood joy or the, you know, it's childhood, but that's where you start, right? So it's not about being a kid. It's just yeah. that true, authentic self.
Yeah.
Typically lies in what you're drawn to as a kid because you're, you know, very unaware of yourself
mm-hmm.
in that regard. So in therapy and getting into, and figuring out how to be healthy and find joy and inspiration in this very challenging place, illustration came to mind, and the mail came to mind. And I was like, well, greeting cards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's reproducible. It's affordable. I'm not trying to make illustrations that are hung in galleries that sell for thousands of dollars in auctions, and I could care less. I just want, if there's a want, it's to inspire and make, just touch someone else.
Yeah.
Even for a moment, just pause or inspire or laugh or say, what the fuck? Because some of my illustrations definitely do that. But so it's like, and I do, I have done for a long time thank you cards. It was a big thing in our family, thank you cards.
Yeah.
And so I always had the, not always, but frequently, I was like, these cards are either expensive or dumb.
Yeah.
And so my first twist on it was I'd buy a Happy Mother's Day card for my friend's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd just cross everything out and alter it, you know, and be like, this is a card for me.
That's
this.
So cool.
Right, because here's a little foreshadowing. They're so dry.
Yeah.
Greeting cards feels mm-hmm. most, it's gotten better.
Yeah.
But they used to be so dry.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can combine my illustrating with, like, so I have a wonderful community of people around me that have been supportive and loving and curious.
Yeah.
You know, towards me. And so sometimes the creativity is, I want to say thank you or I love you or I'm grateful.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, in this place that's hard, let's do a greeting card and I'll illustrate the front. I'll illustrate the card.
Yeah.
And then I end up with an illustration after it, but it gets me into flow state, into a place that's good for me. And then I also acts of service.
Yeah.
I just feel so good
doing
acts of service, and not from a people pleaser kind of way. Like, I do that shit for me, but y'all like it and I know it. It's good. But so I was like, okay, having a tough day, this person really helped me last week, I'm going to make them a thank you card, and it can be whatever I want.
Yeah.
And then you give them a one-of-a-kind illustrated, hand-illustrated greeting card.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've done that for years.
Yeah.
It used to be photographs, or like, part of my business was Photoshop manipulation, a huge portion of it. So I got some Photoshop skills. So I, you know, whip together whatever. But now it's illustrations. And so during one of my therapies, a lot like Tom Waits' album, the brand name and the logo is like Boogie Nights. And he's like, Burt Reynolds is like, have you thought of a name? And he's like, oh, I see it in big, bright lights. Dirk Diggler. you know.
Yeah.
But it was a greeting card company.
Yeah.
And so I just, after that therapy session, I went home and I did a sketch and I was like, it's perfect. And it's the Piddle Puddle Card Company.
I love
and
that.
And it's a upside down umbrella with the raindrops falling into the umbrella. And the whole idea is the water is a good thing. The rain is a good thing.
Rain is a good thing.
You know, can have so many associations with it, but I think of rain touches you, like water, whether it refreshes you or, you know, alters your path or what, yeah. It has an effect. And so the card company is in its infant stages for sure,
mm-hmm.
But I want it to be cards. I mean, the tagline is, most greeting cards feel dry, ours want to get wet.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, melt your heart a little bit. It's acknowledgement, validation, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Also,
go ahead.
You also make cards that they can color themselves.
Yeah, so that was the original, was I was trying to figure out a way to, it's really, I have a lot of nieces and nephews,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not close to them, and the one actually just had their 7th, so it's very hard to get in touch with their parents. It's, just logistically, it's very challenging.
Yeah.
But I was like, how can I, you know, in keeping myself first on my list, it was like, how can I connect with my childhood self? And it's like, through my nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Right. And so I started, when I'd make my illustrations, I typically work with ink, with pens and markers. And so I'd do my line, my black line work first, and then I'd scan it, and then I'd color it, and then I'd make prints. I still do. I make prints of the black line versions, and I'd mail a packet of them to them.
Yeah.
To the nieces and nephews, and then they would color them and send them back to me.
Fun.
Super fun.
Oh.
And so I was like, God, this is a way, because I bring a backpack full of art supplies with me almost everywhere I go, and I'm always trying to get people to do art with me, and the common answer I get is, oh, I can't draw. And I'm like, well, do you like to color? I'm like, well, yeah, I could color. And so I just whip out one of my drawings, black and white, and I say, hey, color this. And I've got the mark, and they're right into it. It's not, what am I going to do? What medium am I going to use? Like,
yeah, it's just
here, just turn the world off and just dive right in.
Cool.
And so I was like, that, you talk about the water and the cards wanting to get wet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do hopefully multi-packs of cards that are black and white, that whoever buys them, they color them for each person. So in putting your, what am I trying to say? You know, you can get a moment of art and make your own card without having to start from scratch.
Yeah.
And actually get a restorative, peaceful moment out of it yourself. And then on the back of the cards, there's a little spot that says splashed with color by, and you get to write your name in on the card.
So great.
Yeah.
I love that.
There'll be some that are already colored if you
and
don't
you can
want to do that.
Colors that somebody really likes.
Exactly.
Or, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's so creative, and letting the, like, greeting cards can be so impersonal, and now you can add your personal touch to that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. There are some really wonderful and beautiful greeting cards these days, but I don't see a lot of color your own.
Yeah,
cards.
I don't see them.
And I mean, like, I don't want to give away all of my ideas because they're still...
Yeah.
They're still new, but I can tell a story of one that already exists. I have one friend in particular that is a... I can't imagine where I'd be without her friendship. And she had a... her life experience got very challenging,
mm-hmm.
and brought her to a place of... feeling like the best idea was to freeze some of her eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And we were strong enough that I was like, I think I can pull this off. So I made her a congratulations on freezing your eggs card.
I love that.
And I was like, fuck, this is either going to be a grand slam or a fart in church. There's no in between here. And she I mailed it to her. I don't remember if she called her. She's like, this is the most incredible card I've ever gotten in my whole life. And I was like, oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
But that kind of was like, you know, there's a lot of stuff in this place, and there isn't a lot of room for like a new, like there's wheels on garbage cans. You can't do that again, right? Like,
yeah.
Most ideas, you know, there's iterations and twists, but
yeah,
we've been around a long time, and there's almost 8 billion people thinking about stuff. So, you know, new ideas are like authentically brand new ideas are few and far between, in my opinion. But, you know, coloring and then the messages and cards of I see you.
Yeah.
So, like, if you got a friend struggling with depression, you know, a card that just says, I love you, you're not alone.
Yeah. I love that.
You know, or the same friend has been helping me with ideas. She's like, I want a greeting card for my lady friends where I can say, congratulations on finally having good sex. Like, real good sex. Like, not just like, eh, it was fine.
Yeah.
But like, girl, you told me the other night at girls' night that you finally got what you were looking for.
Yeah.
Here's a card to celebrate that, you know?
That's awesome.
You know, or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So, but that kind of stuff.
Where yeah. It's
not just like happy that. Valentine's Day or, you know, congratulations on graduation or not that those aren't important, but, you know, if the cards are going to make you wet, it's going to come from tears or a melting heart or,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
I love that.
Aww. So, yeah. But it all stemmed from peace and self-love, and the logo just was shown to me. It wasn't, I mean, I made the logo in like 90 minutes. It just,
yeah.
It wasn't the name and all of it. It wasn't like I was doing word searches and market research trying to like, what are, it just was like, there it is. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm in a safe and calm, healthy space mentally and physically, and I was able to see and hear it.
Yeah.
So.
I love that.
It's so helpful and so soothing.
Yeah.
To not be source.
Yeah, and I guess thinking back to the stuff that I've made, my best work has been in that environment as well.
Yeah.
It's really interesting when you find that. It's almost like you have to take care of yourself first and then sit down and do the creative process, and then it just comes to you.
Can I shift that a little bit?
Uh-huh.
We don't have to. We deserve to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I truly believe that.
Yeah.
I don't think it doesn't feel toxic or unhealthy at all to say, I deserve this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And your heart knows if it's malicious or not.
Yeah.
So, but I don't. I'd rather stand in a rainstorm for 3 hours than, you know, feel malicious.
Right.
You know, that's uncomfortable for me.
That's
the space where I feel most disoriented and unhealthy. And so I don't want anything to do with, I don't deserve that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Although standing in a rainstorm is kind of nice.
Oh, I mean,
either way.
I got here and like 2 or 3 days later it rained one night. And I'm so grateful to be here and to be able to take the time to be here.
Yeah.
But I was missing home. And it started raining. It had been sunny and warm, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But it started raining. It was like 1 a.m. and so I rolled up a cigarette and I went up my friend's front patio and went and stood on the sidewalk at the top of the hill on Portland Avenue.
Yeah.
And it's raining and I'm smoking a cigarette and this couple goes by with an umbrella, under an umbrella. And I'm just, my cigarette's wet, my shirt's wet. And I'm just like probably bursting. It's just like that little taste of home.
Yeah.
And they looked at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Who stands out in the rain at 1 a.m. smoking a cigarette? Weirdo. And I'm in front of a clear, obvious patio.
Yeah.
Like, covered patio.
Like, you could have been in there,
I did not. It wasn't like, this is the only place I can smoke. Like,
no, that's funny.
But it felt so good.
I would stand out there. I love rain. I love it.
Yeah.
We do get some good storms here.
Yeah, I do miss the thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
We don't get that often.
You don't?
If we get lightning, most of the time, it's out of nowhere and it's one enormous bang. Ooh. And then it's done.
So if you get hit by lightning in Portland, that's a real rare rarity.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you could get hit by in Portland, though. People are throwing
all
kinds of shit around in Portland right now. Place is in a rough spot.
I feel like a lot of cities are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It is.
Well, thank you for sharing all that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And it's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. We've been trying to plan this for quite a while.
We have.
It's like, get out to Oregon.
And I almost did. I'll meet you
in California. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't flow.
Didn't flow.
And now it did.
Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Do you don't think you'd ever move back to be closer to family?
No.
It's winters. Humid summer. Well, Portland's beautiful. The West Coast is gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. For now.
Yeah.
I'm not drawn to the city. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, maybe there was more culture. A lot of the Portland culture has been pushed out by the people moving. We'll leave it at that. From other places to Portland, and so a lot of the Portland culture has been pushed out because prices have gotten higher and the whatever. But the surrounding area, I need mountains and ocean and desert and hot springs and. There's so much drawla in the Pacific Northwest. And so there's drawla here, but it's interrupted by humidity and the state bird.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes, if you don't know, but I hope
the state bird.
And then the winters, it's just.
Yeah.
It felt. I mean, I feel much clearer and healthier now than when I left here.
Yeah.
But at the time, I just remember the compression I felt from winter, the extra layers, the added, like, I have to 10 extra minutes to de-ice my lock and scrape my windows.
Sure.
And then the drive is worse. And but just, like, that cold and, like, you know...
Yeah.
I'm crossing my arms over my chest right now, like just felt extra compression from the winters here for me, so.
Yeah. Driving in the winter is scary. It can really be.
Yeah.
It's like my biggest fear is like hitting ice and snowstorm and
Yeah. And it just says I need to be outside.
Yeah.
And I was so tired and wanted to go to bed, but I watched overtime of game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. I love hockey.
Yeah.
But I'm not a hockey player. I got on the ice once in Brooklyn Park or something, and I was like, yeah, dude, you do not belong here. These guys are incredible. But I appreciate hockey, but I'm not a hockey player.
Yeah.
I used to enjoy fishing as a kid, and now I just feel quite a bit of guilt about making them late for their next appointment or putting a hole in their mouth or whatever. So ice fishing wasn't my thing, and you know snowmobiles and stuff, they're joyous, but I think about the impact on the earth, the fuel consumption and whatever. So I just you can only build so many igloos, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I need to be outside, and I can't think of that many things that would be restorative for me outside in the winter.
Yeah.
So. But.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
Yeah. It's always a mystery. Yeah.
Whether you've been in therapy or not, it's one day at a time, one thing at a time.
Yeah.
It just feels supportive and efficient and realistic. Mm-hmm. It keeps me out of the hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Because they can swallow you up whole.
Mm-hmm.
So, for now, Minnesota does not feel like it will be in my future.
That's okay.
But that's for now.
It's a good place to visit in the summer.
Yes.
When it's nice.
It is absolutely spectacularly wonderful and beautiful at times.
Yeah. Tell me about the ocean.
It's big.
Do you go there often?
I wish I went more.
Yeah.
I shut down my business. I did commercial photography and commercial retouching for about 15 years. But about the last year, I was not in the best place mentally. And I had been naming, I'm like, I'm shutting this down, I'm shutting this down. Everybody's like, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. You are nuts to shut this down. And I'd listened, which I don't know why. Because you're supposed to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then lockdown happened. Mm-hmm. And like the next week I got my application to renew my business license. And I was like, nope.
Yeah.
And so I shut it down and I took a job delivering organic produce to mm-hmm. people, which it was a local company and it felt good. There was no ego to it,
mm-hmm.
which at the time was a big motivator behind
mm-hmm.
my business. But it just felt really good to help the community in a time of need.
Yeah.
And I was good at driving and I knew the city really well. So, but I took a job delivering produce and so money was tighter.
Yeah.
And so I travel got harder and then I just leaned into, I was like, okay, if you can't go a lot of places or, you know, if you're not willing to work enough to be able to travel and be gone, it's probably a good time to lean into more therapy and mental health support. So
yeah.
I would work and then whether it was a Zoom call with a counselor or a group session or whatever.
Very cool.
I
like that that's what you did during the shutdown because I mean, a lot of people crumbled and you're kind of on top of it. You were there.
I crumbled.
Of course.
I crumbled. There's no doubt about it.
But you took care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I chose to stick around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a hard... Yeah, it was not easy, but...
Wow.
Now it feels worth it. Like, they being psychiatrists or therapists or, you know, whatever, energetic guides, whoever, acupuncturists are like, just keep going. You will feel connected. You will feel a healthy connection with this place again.
Yeah.
And I wanted to punch every one of them in the face and say, fuck you, you don't know that. And then I got there and it was worth it, but every day was hard.
Yeah.
So.
And it's really awesome.
Art got me through it.
Yeah, it's really awesome for you to be able to talk about it because a lot of people probably feel the same way. And I wish that everybody could push through it like you did and keep positive. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who have.
You wish everyone had their first dot was their own.
Yeah, I hope that people put themselves on the top of the list, you know.
Yeah.
And I think there are people that did and there are people that did not.
Yeah. We're all fighting a great battle.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing I strive, work really hard to a mental, what am I trying to say? One of my focuses mentally is to stay out of a place of assumption.
Yeah.
And that person cut me off on the freeway or.
Yeah.
What, and it's like, okay, I'm not going to take this personally. And I don't know what their experience is right now.
Yeah.
Or this week.
Yeah.
Or this year or this, their life.
Yeah.
And so it probably didn't have anything to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
you know, spray paint asshole on my windshield, and that one seems pretty directed at me.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you know.
Yeah.
But just in keeping myself the first dot on my list.
Yeah.
I don't take it personally, even if it, the intention is personal.
Yeah.
Because even that feels, I mean, in this safe and healthy space of clarity I seem to be in for now,
mm-hmm.
even when that I have that experience, what I feel is sadness and empathy for the person who's lashing out.
Yeah.
Because they are doing their best to work through it, misguided or not.
And that's what I think too, like, when I see people, they get so angry at other people.
Yeah.
And
it's just the mirror.
You gotta, like, especially now when this is all we have is each other, like, even just, like, at a restaurant, or, like, you're angry because your food's not coming, or you're angry because
it's not about the food.
It's not.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's not about the food. They're,
right.
And I'm generalizing, and I'm making an assumption, but it, in my experience, when I got angry at a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
when I got into therapy and started to look back at stuff, it's like, I wasn't angry about the food. I was angry at myself.
Yeah.
And that's normal. It's not a bad, you know, you can't change the past, and you weren't.
Yeah.
We're not taught how to, we're not, I mean, when I started a group therapy program, the first thing they did was teach us, you know, the checklist of human emotions.
Yeah.
And what they meant and how they, you know, revealed themselves.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, I wasn't sad. I was angry. I was crying because I didn't listen to myself.
Yeah.
I wasn't crying because I was sad. I was crying because I was mad. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I've been saying, you talk about language matters.
Yeah.
I am so pissed off right now. Maybe you're not pissed. Maybe you're hurt.
Yeah.
And the emotion, what you're feeling is the same, but you can't communicate it if you can't accurately name it.
Right.
And so that's it. It's very supportive of not making assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
What they're saying, like, I'm gonna experience them and lean on my empath abilities and my intuition and my heart to say, I feel like they're sad.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and judge the situation that way and not just word for word.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of forgot where I was going there.
That's okay.
First out on our list is us.
Yes. And everybody else should be doing that, no matter what you're doing in your life.
We hope.
We hope that you put yourself on the top.
Because you deserve it.
Because you are worthy of happiness.
We're all worthy of love.
Yeah. Yep.
As awful as this, well, not awful, what am I trying to communicate here? We all deserve to love ourselves.
Yeah.
As cliche and as silly and stupid and whatever as it sounds. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
We all deserve to love ourselves.
It's kind of amazing when you stop to think about, like, what am I doing with my day and what have I done for myself in that time?
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to, like for me, after talking to you, I was kind of noticed that I was not doing a lot of stuff for myself. I was letting my dogs out. I was leaving my house a mess and running to work, or, you know, doing things for other people real quick, giving someone a ride, or staying up with them because they need someone to talk to. And I changed that after talking to you. I was like, you know what? No, I'm not. I can't give you a ride. I can't sit up all night and talk to you. I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to
show up for me so I can actually show up best for you.
Do my dishes, make me feel good.
Later. Yeah.
And right, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to You're going to fine-tune your drawla.
Yeah.
And then share it.
Fine-tune your drawla and then share it. I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice. Awesome. Thank you for sharing all this.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. It is.
Do you can it are has you all do
been
plan on
shared. It has all been shared and shown to me.
Do you plan on what do you plan on doing with your journey of like this mental health and stuff? Because you are really good at helping people and noticing when someone needs like kind words or kind of helping them. Do you plan on growing with that or just having a smaller reach as a person, or like, do you want to help people?
That's a beautiful question.
Mm-hmm.
I try to stay away from the word want.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a slippery slope.
Sure.
I would prefer if something's happened and some things didn't, but it's like, I want a new bike. And then you don't get a new bike, and not only do you not have a new bike, now you just have your old bike or no bike.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man, it would be sweet to get a bike. I'd prefer if I got a bike soon.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it, it's like, okay, well, I could still. If you try and don't get it, it's like nothing. You're left empty. And then maybe when you get it, it doesn't even do what you hoped it would do for you.
Yeah.
But, my community deserves me to continue to be the first dot on my list.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I've done that, the more opportunities have opened up.
Yeah.
So when you say I'm good at, I want to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But I'll drop the curtain. I do everything for me.
Yeah.
It's not that it's selfish at all. It's the more I lean into me, the more I'm able to give authentically and well.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm, you know, when we connected before this podcast and talked, I wasn't shooting you.
Mm-hmm.
But as you boldly and vulnerably shared some of what you were struggling with,
mm-hmm.
you know, having an honest conversation about that is a huge privilege. My family did not talk
mm-hmm.
intimately about things.
Yeah.
And so for someone to share something vulnerable is a huge compliment to the person listening. And so it you're giving me the opportunity to sharpen my skill set or my tools
mm-hmm.
to keep myself on my list
yeah.
in the form of I hear you, I see you, I've felt that, I feel that, and this is what I've done. And it's not to say look at what I've got. You're literally providing me the opportunity to remember what I've learned and what has helped.
Yeah.
Because this place is completely disorienting.
Yeah.
And so I mean, I remember after when we parted ways that night
mm-hmm.
and you were like, thank you so much. And I was like, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Because I know I contributed, but I was like, this doesn't happen without your participation.
Yeah.
So there's as much gratitude to you as I feel like there's as much gratitude that should go your way as my way, because we both showed up.
Yeah.
So I'll help people by helping myself.
Yeah.
And just, you know, being mindful of my health goals.
Yeah.
I guess. This is kind of a tangent, but another part of how I've been able to lean into, because I am, at this point, I'm really proud of a lot of my illustrations. It's still, the journey is why I do them. It's that flow state. It's that peace. It's that restoration and health that comes from the act. It's not the result.
Yeah.
But I do really, I am really proud in there. Some of them are really fun.
Yeah.
But that comes from, that space is created by making space for self and health and rest. And I was in a very intensive therapy program in Mexico this spring. And I was really deep into the work. And I was working, the guy I spoke of earlier, Roger, the psychologist that brought Drala to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just feeling really blasted open. And I mean, curiosity is, I struggle really hard with people that I feel no curiosity in. Right? How do you have a conversation with someone who's not curious? Are they even listening?
Yeah.
And then it's a waste of my breath, and my breath is precious.
Yeah.
Our time is precious. But as in this experience, and I was like blasted open, I was like, what is the goal here? Like, you know, we set intentions when we started this.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if this therapy I did in Mexico was like my ultimate therapeutic goal, and it finally happened. And I was like, okay, so I truly believe and feel like I'm crossing a threshold into the next phase of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's the fucking goal here? So I rang, we're all in our own rooms, and I rang a bell, and Roger, the psychologist, comes in. And I was like, who are the healthiest people? Like, if my goal is health, and has been for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know what is the healthy me.
Yeah.
I was like, who are the healthiest people? And he paused and he said, Andrew, in my experience, the healthiest people are those, sorry, give me a second.
No, that's okay.
He said, in my experience, the healthiest people are those who are simply comfortable in their own goodness.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not about money.
Mm-mm.
It's not about anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the... season was that? I think it was season one, Fargo.
I love Fargo.
Where the brother is like massaging the ham.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are going to know. If you haven't seen the Fargo TV show,
every season is,
oh my God, it's so rewarding.
It's so good.
It's joy. There's.
And if you're from Minnesota, too, oh I God. Just feel, or like the Midwest, yeah. It's even better.
Just watch the movie first, because there's just the slightest tie, but it plays through all the seasons. It's so beautiful.
I love how they're very accurate on like the time, and they like play, kind of put things in there, like aliens and things
not,
falling from the sky.
Oh,
and,
don't spoil too much. Sorry. Jesus fucking shit. We're going to put a pin in the massaging the ham, because that's where we were going with this, but we're going to tangent on the creators, Ethan, I'm forgetting their names right now,
yeah.
Being put on the spot, but FX, I think, is who it was through, but they kept offering him more seasons, and he's uh-huh. like, I don't have an idea, like,
yeah.
I'm not going to force this, so like season four took a while,
mm-hmm.
and one day it hit him, oh, yeah. There's my story, and it lines up, it's complimentary, it's cool. Consistent, and then season, and like, okay, we'll do another season, but it wasn't like, you know, season 17,000
yeah.
of The Bachelorette or something.
Yeah, where they it's, like, just, it's not good anymore,
yeah.
It's just pumping out.
Was it ever good? Define good.
Yeah.
That's not the point. If you like The Bachelorette, that's great, and if it brings you joy, I support it.
Yeah.
But that's another example of being selfless enough, or being able to take yourself out of the creative equation,
yeah.
in order to connect with it,
mm-hmm.
and then use your skills and knowledge and team and community
mm-hmm.
to make something, right?
Yeah.
And so it's a common theme. Mm-hmm. You think about some of the greatest inventions were when they were doing nothing.
Yeah.
Or playing,
yeah.
you know? Electricity, LSD. Whatever, it just, you know, it didn't come from,
yeah.
it wasn't forced.
No, it's not forced.
Yeah. But anyway, the massaged ham, the whole point was massage the shit out of your ham. Like, get, if, you know, if that's what brings your flow state is, you know, prepping that ham.
Yeah.
Prep that motherfucking ham.
Yeah.
And get all the joy out of it because you fucking deserve it.
Yeah.
But anyway, just lean in, you know, whatever you're creative, whatever can help put you in that space of peace and safety and connected with self, lean in. Because
lean in.
In my experience, that's the medicine. Mm-hmm. That's the magic that helps you turn that alarm off in the morning and head to work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I love that. Are we looking at time?
No, don't name it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Are we looking at...
Now I'm being mean to myself.
Don't be mean to yourself. Stop it.
Thank you.
Well, we can wrap up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I just kind of let it all out.
I love it.
You didn't really ask many questions.
Did I need to?
I mean, I don't know. My intent was to be here and support this. You know, you're clearly very passionate and dedicated and believe in this. And it was an honor to be invited to be a part of this. And so I want to support your vision.
I would like to also say that everything you're saying about creativity and just letting things happen, this podcast just came to me and kind of unfolded and just happened. I never forced anything with this, and that's kind of cool. Like, I just had a vision that I needed to do this, and it happened time. And
it's your big draw.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue to do it.
Yeah.
Whatever I need to, or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll be like, you're done. You're done here.
For now.
Who knows? But I like that. So I like what you're saying, because there's certain things where I definitely knew I was forcing something.
Yeah.
And
we all do it. Force it, chase
it. It devastatingly did not work out. Like, sure. Everything was wrong. And it's like, well, this is what I thought I was supposed to do, and I'm doing everything I can to get here. But then,
where,
like,
is here?
Stuff, yeah.
Where is here?
Where? But it is also money driven. Like, this is how I'm going to make money, because this is what I need to do.
It's a reality for sure.
And then, but then when this happens, like my podcast, I don't, there's no money involved. There's not really a whole lot, you know.
Wait, I'm not getting paid for this? I'm kidding. Totally joking. I should have signed the contract before
I didn't make you sign it yet. I always do that. See, this is how unprofessional I am. I always have people sign after because I forget sometimes.
Unprofessional? Is that really the most loving and supportive word?
This is...
I've been more casual
today.
Other days.
Yeah.
I hope that feels loving and supportive.
But we're casual. We're friends.
Yeah.
We've been friends for a bit, and that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to touch on your favorite food, that I have a lovely photo of, which we've shared a lot of breakfasts together.
Yeah.
I
can't get a greasy spoon breakfast in Portland without waiting 45 minutes, and then it's fucking, you know, locally sourced, organic, whatever, and it's great, but it's $30. I can't get a fucking set of greasy hash browns and some over easy eggs and sourdough toast and chocolate chip pancakes in Portland.
And it comes out in like 10 minutes.
Oh, dude. And the guy's name is Paul, and he's nice. And he's like, oh, but we got a private party, so get the hell out of here by noon. We're like, cool, we got to go make art.
Yeah, we're going to go make art. Yeah.
What do we always say is the most important thing? Breakfast.
Breakfast.
No, family.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
family.
I thought you were talking about things we eat.
I love that. That's from again?
I kind of, people will enjoy it. People know the quote.
Do they?
If they don't know the quote, they'll... All right, fine. What does my heart say? It's Arrested Development.
Yes. I watch Arrested Development, but I don't know the quote, because I'm not...
It's like one of the first dialogues in the show. The dad asked Michael, Sarah, Michael and George Michael. Michael's like, what do we always say is the most important thing? And George Michael looks at him and goes, breakfast? He's like, no, family. Michael Sarah's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about of things you eat.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
It's a good setup for that show.
And you love breakfast.
I do.
Yeah. You get pancakes and eggs.
So, I mean, sometimes waffles. Browns. The over easy eggs with the sourdough toast, so I can dip the toast.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
And the crispy hash browns is pretty much non-negotiable. but beyond that, it's like, you know.
What else am I in the mood
what,
for?
What? Hey, Peter, Paul?
Paul.
Mary?
Paul.
Ooh. I think it was Paul.
It was Paul.
Paul today, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, what? You're the expert here, Paul. I'm the visitor.
Yeah.
Is it the waffles or the pancakes? What do I? And a lot of the times they'll be like, oh, it's this. And
yeah, because each place has their own like special.
They got their own draw.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
So, but yeah, it seems to have gravitated towards chocolate chip pancakes right now because I don't ever have those and I don't ever make them.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Now you can go home and make them. Wow, awesome.
Yeah.
I
would like to take a moment before we wrap up here to say, yeah, this podcast just happened, but a thing
it's
that...
still happening.
It, right, even now, it's happening right
it's
now.
It's happening.
Another thing that I have found to be healthful and helpful for myself is to take moments to celebrate my accomplishments, and whether that's just getting out of bed, or eating, or bathing, or... canceling my day and doing nothing because that's what my heart needs.
Yeah.
But I've, you know, being mindful of, is it healthy or are you running and denying what you need to do, but standing up for yourself. So anyways, I try to take moments to celebrate me. And so, yeah, you say this podcast just happened, but I just want to say, clearly you're passionate about it, but you show up for it.
Yeah.
And you should sell it. I just almost shit on you. Shame on me. I'm kidding.
Should on
I feel strongly that you're worthy of celebrating yourself for what you're doing and what you're creating and the space you're making for yourself and me and those who are listening. So,
thanks.
Way to go, B-Dub.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome. Will you celebrate? Can we listen to you celebrate you? How does that happen?
How do we do that?
I don't know.
Do you guys want to come into the record a bath session with me? I'll go take a bath. That sounds
just saying
celebratory.
Maybe okay.
Just kidding.
I don't think electronics in bathrooms is a good idea.
Okay, so maybe a bad idea.
I was just thinking like.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Like a little.
I'm proud of Excelsior.
Oh, okay. Well,
what? Tell me how you feel about your podcast.
I am proud of my podcast. And. Oh, okay. I got to get into it. Okay. I am.
You deserve to.
Very proud of my podcast. And I am really extremely grateful for everybody that I get to meet and have on it. And I did the thing, and I'm doing the thing. And yay, yay me.
Yay you, indeed. And yay me.
And yay you.
And yay the listeners.
Yay.
Each and every one of you.
Yeah, and yay to everybody who shows up to the art
shows.
This
is a good way to totally... Yeah.
Yeah, that I put on every month because I do it for you.
Yep, and you.
Well, she if I'm has... doing it for them, I'm doing it for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a good way to close it, but the other thing, let's get our pen and paper back and look at that list we made.
Do you want me to read it to everybody? Just kidding.
No, I don't.
Shout out to...
I prefer beep, boop, to boop, not... Beep, boop, yeah. But I, my second request, if it had an effect on you, I would ask you to perform this exercise with the people on your list.
Yeah.
because it feels like a good way to tell someone you love them without saying it directly.
Yeah.
So, I feel like you'll like it.
Yeah.
And they will too.
Yeah, share the love. Share the love of everybody.
Be the love. Share the love.
Be the love. Share the love. And be nice to everybody. That's what I keep telling everyone, because being mean to somebody is just poisoning your own vessel.
You're being mean to yourself?
Yeah, you're poisoning your own vessel. But anyways, enough on that.
Boom.
Thank you for listening to Excelsior and listening to John Ray Mutt.
Yes, thank you. I hope, what were our intentions? Joy, curiosity, inspiration, and fun. I hope you connected with some of those.
I hope all that hits you like a
plate of chocolate chip pancakes.
Yeah.
And on that note, rock over London, rock on Minneapolis, Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. Bop.
Boop.